This is a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Association. Following the prayer, we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by the page of the day, Jasmine Myers of Huron.
Shall we pray? Father, I thank you for another beautiful South Dakota morning, and I thank you for the privilege we have of living in this state and in this nation. Father, truly the greatest nation in the world. I thank you for all of the bounty that we enjoy because of your blessing and your favor. And Father, I thank you for these men and women that have served very well during this legislative session. Father, it's been full of unprecedented challenges. I pray that they might finish well. Lord, give them strength, give them wisdom, help them to finish well what they've begun, Father. Lord, those loose ends that are needing to be tied up, I pray that they would be tied up in an effective and quick manner, Lord. Father, bless them as they go home to be with their families and through the remainder of this year. And Father, I pray your blessing upon this great state and upon our governor and all those who lead, Father. And these things I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Abdallah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson, Tom, Hanson, Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Jersted, Klochek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Rodenschmidt, Teason, Turbach, Barry, Valley. There is a quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 36th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? The motion is to approve the journal. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried. Thank you. Members of the Senate, the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 115 has scheduled its meeting. Senate Bill 115 is an act to revise certain provisions relating to the initiation of modifications to county comprehensive plans. The Conference Committee on 115 will meet today at 11:30 in room 413. Senator Olson leads that committee, and Senators Roden and Gary Hansen are members. 11:30 in room 413, the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 115. Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to return here with Senate Bills 33, 42, 50, 68, 72, 74, 78, 80, 117, 144, 147, 153, and 186, which have been amended by the House, and your concurrence in the amendments is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit here with House Concurrent Resolutions 1018 and 1019, which have been adopted by the House, and your concurrence is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to return here with Senate Bills 70, 108, 143, and 148, which have passed the House without change. Respectfully, Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk.
Members of the Senate, the following bills have passed both houses of the legislature, and I'm signing them in your presence. House Bill 1240, an act to prohibit smoking tobacco or carrying lighted tobacco products in certain places and to require certain persons to inform violators of the prohibition. House Bill 1252, an act to repeal certain provisions relating to the Education Enhancement Tobacco Tax Fund. And House Bill 1301, an act to create the South Dakota Ellsworth Development Authority. We'll move now to motions and resolutions. And before we start down the calendar, I want to call your attention to the third item on the calendar. Senate Bill 37 is listed in error. By way of explanation, the Senate passed Senate Bill 37. It was amended in a House Judiciary Committee, and then the House on the floor took that amendment off and then passed it in the same form as the bill was when it passed the Senate. So both houses of the legislature have passed the same version. The House front desk not realizing that the effect of the amendment on the floor sent it over for concurrence in error. So we will strike that from the calendar. We'll begin now with Senate Bill 4. Madam Secretary. Oh, Senator Knutson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Assuming we've now received all of our messages, I would move that we recess until 9:45 and to come back in at 9:45.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is to recess until 9:45. Any remarks?
Mr. Chairman, perhaps it would just be, or Mr. President, just for the guidance of the members of the Senate, we're certainly going to have a caucus on the Republican side now. I suspect the Democrats will want to do that as well. Then we will plan to come back at 9:45, take the bills on our on the current calendar. Then in the meantime, we just heard a number of messages with amendments from the House, so there will be a second calendar with additional concurrences that will take up sometime between 11 and 1 o'clock or so. Again, trying to get through our concurrences as quickly as possible so that we can allow conference committees to start meeting today on those bills that we do not concur with. So we'll be a little bit in and out, but we want to get have an opportunity to caucus now, and then we'll be back to get the second calendar.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Seeing none, the motion is to recess until 9:45. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Senator Gary Hansen, do you have an announcement?
Mr. President, Democrats will caucus immediately. Thank you.
Senator Knutson?
Republicans will caucus immediately.
All right, we're in recess until 9:45.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Trebek-Berry? Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 26 ayes, 1 nay, 8 excused.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect. Motion carries, and House amendments to Senate Bill 4 are concurred with. Senator Knutson.
Mr. President, right now the Appropriations Committee is meeting, so a number of our members are absent. The concurrences related to 36 and 106 do have appropriation implications. And I think it would be appropriate to defer those until such time as our appropriators can join us. So I think the motion would be to put those below consideration of conference committee reports.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is to defer action on Senate Bill 36 until following action on conference committee reports. Any remarks? Yes, Senator.
And 106 as well.
And 106. The motion is to defer action on Senate Bill 36 and 106 until following consideration of conference committee reports. Any remarks? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senator Abdallah moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to... Oh, no, 37 was taken off our calendar, wasn't it? Senator Alstein moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 165.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion, Senator Adelstein?
The bill actually was improved by the change that was made in the House, in the House committee, actually. They spent an inordinate amount of time worrying about some of the legalities, and there probably was a confusion in it. And so I would move concurrence. The bill is in good shape, and it will do a lot to help individual schools.
Further remarks? Seeing none, the question is Senator Adelstein's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 165. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Bella? Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers? Bartling? Bradford? Brown? Dempster? Grizzly, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson Tom, Hanson Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Durstead, Hochek, Knudsen, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson? Roden? Schmidt? Thiessen? Trebek Berry? Valley? Senator Gray? Gray? Senator Gray? Mr. President, there are 26 ayes, 9 excused.
Senate Bill 1. So the motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the membership elect, and the motion is adopted, and House amendments to Senate Bill 165 are concurred in.
Senator Gary Hansen moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 184.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Senator Gary Hansen.
Mr. President, thank you. This is the wind easement bill, and what it did was they accommodate a reasonable easement of essential services across that footprint. And a little bit of the change they did over in the House was saying that competing developers of wind energy, they don't have to let those come across their developing footprint. That's all it did. Ask for your concurrence.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question being on Senator Gary Hansen's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 184. Those in favor of concurrence say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Bella? Adelstein? Ollers? Bartling? Bradford? Brown? Dempster? Frisley? Hanson Tom? Oops, excuse me, I skipped a whole row here. Gant? Darnos? Gillespie? Gray, Hanson Tom, Hanson Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Jurstead, Klocek, Knudsen, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Thiessen, Trebek Berry, Valley, Senator Gray, Gray, Senator Gray. Mr. President, 26 ayes, 9 excused.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect. The motion is carried, and the Senate concurs in House amendments to Senate Bill 184.
Senate concurrent resolution number 11. A concurrent resolution urging the Environmental Protection Agency to authorize the use of higher blends of ethanol in non-flex fuel vehicles. Senator Knudsen moves that Senate concurrent resolution number 11, as found on page 699 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Senator Knudsen?
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I think that we are aware that the so-called blending wall of 90% gasoline, 80% ethanol is impacting our ethanol industry in a quite dramatic fashion. There's a lot of scientific evidence to show that 20% ethanol or 30% ethanol works very fine in traditional non-flex fuel vehicles. Senate concurrent resolution number 11 simply urges the EPA to adopt standards that would allow for the use of E20 and E30 on a regular basis. This will promote South Dakota agriculture, promote America's independence on foreign oil imports, and I would urge the body to adopt SCR 11.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Peterson.
I want to thank Senator Knudsen for bringing this. It's very timely because right now at the federal level, they are considering higher blends, and it is much needed for the industry. Please vote for it. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Seeing none, the question is Senator Knudsen's motion that SCR 11 be adopted. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah? Adelstein, Ollers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Ray, Hanson Tom, Hanson Gary, Haverly. Heideprim. Howie. Hunstead. Hunhoff. Thurstead. Pochek. Knudsen. Maher. Merchant. Miles. Nelson. Nesselhoff. Norstrup. Olson. Peterson. Roden. Schmidt. Thiessen. Trebek Berry. Valley. Fender Gray. Gray. Fender Gray. Mr. President, there are 26 ayes, 9 excused.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect. Motion carries and SCR 11 is adopted. Members of the Senate, the following Senate bills have passed both houses of the legislature, and I am signing them in your presence. Senate Bill 143, an act to require a searchable internet website for the posting and access of certain public records and financial information. Senate Bill 108, an act to exclude parole agents from concealed weapons permit requirements. Senate Bill 70, an act to repeal the provision requiring a 48-hour waiting period to purchase a pistol. Senate Bill 90, an act to increase the number of varieties of malt beverages, wine, distilled spirits, liquor, liqueur, and cordials that an off-site alcoholic beverage licensee may offer for sampling in one day. Senate Bill 105, an act to require the State Brand Board to provide certain reports and information and to provide for Senate confirmation for Brand Board members. Senate Bill 148, an act to permit the cancellation of insurance when a person is no longer a participant in the 24/7 sobriety program. Senate Bill 159, an act to revise certain provisions regarding bank names. Senate Bill 202, an act to require the Bureau of Administration to prepare a report regarding the energy efficiency of state agencies. And Senate Bill 173, an act to revise the elements of the crimes of vehicular homicide and vehicular battery. Senator Knudsen.
Mr. President, if there's not any work that the front desk needs to take care of at this time, I would move after an opportunity for announcements to recess until 2 p.m.
If you'll stand by, we'll take one report of a standing committee, if that's all right.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bills 70, 90, 105, 108, 143, 148, 159, and 202 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that Senate Bills 8, 17, 21, 38, 53, 57, 58, 59, 60, 62, 64, 77, 88, 91, 96, 99, 107, 127, 129, 130, 132, 136, 140, 154, 158, 173, 185, and 190 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 9:30 a.m., March 11, 2009. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Now, Senator Knudsen, your motion to recess until...
Mr. President, would be till 2 p.m., and again, if we'd have an opportunity for announcements, I need to announce a Republican caucus at 1 o'clock. This is a slight change from what I told members earlier, but we will caucus at 1 o'clock, and the motion is to recess till 2.
Further remarks? Or is there a second on the motion?
Second.
Remarks on that motion or otherwise? Senator Heideprim?
Mr. President, Democrats will caucus at 1:30, hopefully in our regular room. If there's a different room, I'll let you know that.
Senator Knudsen.
Again, for the information of the members, it's my understanding that the front desk will create an updated or revised calendar for us to work off of when we reconvene at 2 o'clock.
We'll get copies to the caucuses.
Any further remarks? Hearing none, the motion is to recess until 2 o'clock. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We're in recess until 2 o'clock. Senate will reconvene. We'll begin with a message from the governor.
March 11th, 2009. Mr. President and members of the Senate, I have the honor to inform you that on March 10th, 2009, I approved Senate Bills 15, 39, 47, 48, 52, 89, and 161 in the same have been deposited in the office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, M. Michael Rounds, Governor. March 11, 2009, Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, I return here with Senate Bill 132 with the following recommendations as to style and form change. On page 2, line 1 of the Senate in gross bill, delete the comma. I respectfully request you concur with my recommendations as to style and form. Respectfully submitted, M. Michael Rounds, Governor.
Senator Nelson.
Personal privilege?
Yes, that's granted.
I've been here 37 days and I have yet to use a personal privilege. I wanted to wait for a very special one. In the gallery today is the person that I can literally say I've known all my life. My mother, Olga, is right there. I won't tell you how old she is, but I will tell you that 88 years ago this fall, she made a boat trip from Italy and went through Ellis Island. Also up there is my youngest son. We don't care how old he is, but his name is Ben. And not only does he resemble another member of this body, Mr. Nesselhoff, in name, but also in political party. So my son Ben is here. And the brunette that's been hanging around is my roommate, my best friend, my lovely wife, Melody. Thank you.
Very good. We'll move now to reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bills 4, 37, 165, and 184 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair. Report of a Conference Committee. Mr. President, the Conference Committee respectfully reports has considered Senate Bill 115 and the amendments thereto made by the House and the disagreement of the two houses thereon, and recommends that Senate Bill 115 be amended as follows. On the House and Gross Bill, delete everything after the enacting clause and insert Section 1, that Section 11-2-28 be amended to read as follows by adding the following sentences. Any charitable, benevolent, or religious society that owns any agricultural land in the country is not a landowner for the purposes of this section if the agricultural land is exempt from taxation pursuant to Section 10-4-10, but any such society is a landowner for the purpose of this section for any of its real property in the county that is not exempt from taxation purposes pursuant to Section 10-4-10. Respectfully submitted, Val Rausch, House Chair, Russell Olson, Senate Committee Chair.
Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has failed to concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1153 and has appointed Representatives Cutler, Lust, and Kirschman as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with the like committee on the part of the Senate to adjust the differences between the two houses. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that
On the report of the House appointing a conference committee on House Bill 1153, in response, the President Pro Tem has appointed a conference committee on behalf of the Senate, Senators Roden, Abdallah, and Gillespie on House Bill 1153.
Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has concurred in Senate amendments to House Bills 1070, 1176, and 1260. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has passed House Bill 1197 over the veto of the governor. The veto message of the governor is found on page 734 through 736 of the House Journal. We hereby request your favorable consideration in passing House Bill 1197, the veto of the governor notwithstanding. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1239. Respectfully submitted, Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk.
Senators Klocek and Garnos asked the Senate welcome to the Senate gallery the Andes Central senior government class from Lake Andes, the Lake Andes Eagles, and their instructor is Lori Kokesh. Would you stand and be recognized from Lake Andes? Also, that wanted to announce that this afternoon and tomorrow afternoon. There'll be cookies and fruit in the lobby, courtesy of the Capitol Club, for the senators as you're laboring these long hours. Move now to motions and resolutions. Senator Knutson.
Mr. President, I move that we take the following bills up in this order at the beginning of our calendar today. That's 72, 80, 117, 153, 36, 50, and 106. Move those to the top of the calendar.
Is there a second? The motion is to take up the following bills in this order, notwithstanding the addendum order. First, Senate Bill 72, then Senate Bill 80, then 117, then 153, then 36, then 50, then 106, and thence the remaining bills in the order they are found. Remarks on that motion? Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carried.
Senator Gray moves that the Senate do not concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 72 and that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to adjust the differences between the two houses.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion, Senator Gray?
Thank you, Mr. President. This is one of those bills that just doesn't go away. We have one of the social work bills in committee. This one has been amended in the House to $3, so we need to send this to the conference committee where we'll continue to work out the details, and if we don't, we'll send it back with a do not concur. But I'd appreciate it this time that we send it to conference committee. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the motion is Senator Gray's motion that the Senate do not concur and a committee of three be appointed. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried. The President Pro Tem appoints the following members, Senators Gray, Hunhoff, and Nesselhoff. Gray, Hunhoff, and Nesselhoff, and because it's a Senate bill, the Senate leader, Senator Gray, is responsible to find the time and place of the meeting and to announce it to the chamber.
Senator Knutson moves that the Senate do not concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 80 and that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to adjust the differences between the two houses.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion, Senator Knutson?
President, Senate Bill 80 is the annual Cutler-Gabriel adjustment. The actual calculation of the amount by which those general fund levies will go down is one of the last items that we do. We're now in a position, I believe, to have the final numbers put into the bill, and so the conference committee will allow us to insert the real numbers into the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing none, the motion or the question is Senator Knutson's motion that the Senate do not concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 80 and that a committee of three be appointed. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried. The President Pro Tem appoints as members Senators Tom Hansen, that is, Roden and Peterson. Again, this is a Senate bill, so Senator Tom Hansen is responsible for arranging the time and place of the meeting and advising the body of the appointed hour.
Senator Knutson moves that the Senate do not concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 117 and that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to adjust the differences between the two houses.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Senator Knutson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, this is a bill that relates to handling of potential changes and additional amounts in federal stimulus dollars. I think it will benefit from having a conference committee opportunity to make further changes in the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question is Senator Knutson's motion that the House amendments to Senate Bill 117 are not concurred in and that a committee of three be appointed. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried. President Pro Tem appoints these committee members, Senators Knutson, Gray, and Heideprim. Again, this is a Senate bill, so Senator Knutson will be in charge of the place and time and responsible for getting that notice to the front desk.
Senator Gerstead moves that the Senate do not concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 153 and that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to adjust the differences between the two houses.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Senator Gerstad.
Thank you, Mr. President. Since the bill went through here, there was an amendment that I put on to clarify things, and Department of Social Services and Department of Health, who were supportive of the original bill, did not really want that amendment on, so I would like to have a committee to take that off.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question being now on Senator Gerstad's motion that the Senate do not concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 153 and that a committee of three be appointed. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried. President Pro Tem appoints such committee members as Senators Dempster, Adelstein, and Gerstad. And again, this is Senate bill, so Senator Dempster is in charge of finding the time and place for the meeting and making it known to the body.
Senator Hunhoff moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 36.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion?
Mr. President.
Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you. When that bill went over to the House, they amended on the time frame for the renewal of licenses. It was multi, and they wanted biannual. It's not a problem. I would ask you to concur. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question being Senator Hunhoff's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 36. Those in favor of concurrence say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah? Adelstein? Ahlers? Bartley? Bradford? Brown? Dempster? Frisley? Dant? Garnos? Gillespie, Gray, Hanson-Tom, Hanson-Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Gerstad, Pocek, Knudsen, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden,
aye.
Schmidt, Thiessen, Turbeck-Berry, Valley.
Aye.
Senator Gillespie votes no. Klocek votes no. Senator Tom Hansen. Mr. President, there are 25 ayes, 10 nays.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect. The motion is carried, and House amendments to Senate Bill 36 are adopted.
Senator Hunhoff moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 50.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, I handed you out a handout, which is the amendments that are made to the 2009 Appropriations General Bill last year. As you can see, the majority of the adjustments or amendments that were made have to do with the stimulus package, and that was the reason for those amendments, so that we could incorporate them into our 2009 budget. One of the things to keep in mind is that part of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009 includes unprecedented level of transparency and accountability. We're going to have to separately track all the information that's related to this funding, and we have to clearly distinguish it from non-Recovery Reinvestment Act funds. Additionally, there will be different rules that may apply to the budget authority related to this funding. Keeping in mind, many states are developing groups that they're hiring people to come in and manage this extensive compliance program. We are going to be doing that within the state government itself, not extending out. Also, that because of the requirements for accountability, the reporting mechanism for keeping track of these dollars will come back to the Appropriations Committee for the appropriate oversight. I would ask for your concurrence on this. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Knudsen.
Thank you. I would just mention for members of my caucus, there was some talk about delaying this concurrence, but then we received the information that Senator Hunhoff referred to, and I think it answered the questions that people had.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Senator Heideprin?
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, first of all, I want to congratulate the Appropriations Committee on the process they followed in taking the stimulus dollars and including them in Senate Bill 50. Is it exactly the way every one of us would have done it? Probably not. But it's certainly worthy of bipartisan support. And so I would ask the members of the Senate to support Senate Bill 50. Just a word, though, of gratitude to the administration and the Congress for taking bold action at a time when our nation is really in a state of crisis. Only time will tell whether this is the right course. We don't know. We are fortunate. Our role as state senators is that we get to take what has been sent to us and plug it in to spare our citizens some of the harsh ramifications of doing nothing. For that, I'm grateful, and I know that the members of the legislature are also grateful, and it seems to me the appropriate thing for us to do is to act in a bipartisan way to pass Senate Bill 50 and to get on with the business before the legislature. So I thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question being on Senator Hunhoff's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 50. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah? Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
No.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant? Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Jurstead?
Aye. Holchek?
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher? Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Northrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Trebackberry?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 33 ayes, 2 nays.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect. Motion is carried, and the House amendments to Senate Bill 50 are concurred in. Members of the Senate, the following Senate bills have passed both houses of the legislature. I'm signing them in your presence. Senate Bill 4, an act to provide for additional responsibilities to the Agricultural Land Assessment Implementation and Oversight Advisory Task Force. Senate Bill 37, an act to establish certain immunity for volunteers of the Statewide Emergency Registry of Volunteers for South Dakota program. Senate Bill 165, an act to provide for the authorization of certain private, nonprofit, benevolent organizations to assist in funding certain school curricula, activities, and programs. And Senate Bill 184, an act to require the terms of certain easements or options to accommodate other easements for wind or essential services. We'll continue with motions and resolutions now.
Senator Knudsen moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to 106, Senate Bill 106.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion, Senator Knudsen or Senator Garnos?
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 106 is a hog house bill, and if I'll just quickly go through the history of the bill, where it began, and the issue, of course, is sparse schools. The Senate and the House both, we passed what was the sunset of the bill. It was rescinded, and we took that off, and what was found is to plug funding in for it, and that's what Senate Bill 106 does. It funds sparse schools. Albeit it does not fund them at the levels that we have done that in the past. I feel thankful that we have the program saved. We have support from the House, the Senate, and, of course, the governor that this program is very important. This funding for sparse schools is vital to these schools that are stretched very, very far apart. And we all know throughout South Dakota that wherever we're at, we know that these communities are very important. And I think we've made that commitment here in the legislature, and the governor has, too, that we feel they are unique and they need to be funded. In that respect, I would ask the Senate to concur with the House. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Brown?
Mr. President, I'd like to offer a substitute motion. Do not concur and appoint.
Second.
Substitute motion to not concur and to appoint a committee 3 has been made. Senator Brown, on the amendment. Or yes. The substitute motion, rather.
Thank you. I agree with Senator Garnos that this is an important piece of our educational picture. And we have a number of schools across the state that not only have a substantial portion of their budget based on sparsity, but they've got an expectation that we're going to continue to fund that. And while I appreciate the efforts that have been made to reinstate the program, I think this particular topic could use a little more discussion in a conference committee to try to come a little bit closer to the original funding level that these schools were originally placed at, and therefore I offer this substitute amendment to allow that process to have a little bit more time to work out.
Senator Brown, I believe that we will need to act upon the first motion before your motion will be in order. And then if Senator Garnos' motion fails, then we will take up your alternate motion. Yeah, I believe a substitute motion or substitute amendment is permissible, but not a substitute motion to appoint, at least by my reading of the rules. Yes, Senator Brown.
Mr. President, question or point of order, right?
Yes.
Am I not allowed to offer a substitute motion?
If a motion is under debate, I believe no, it says Rule 5-3, no motion may be made except the following motions: to adjourn, to recess, to call the House, to lay on the table, to call the previous question, to defer indefinitely, to defer to a day certain, to refer to a committee, or to amend. I guess you could we could treat your motion as a motion to amend the motion, but I think we'll achieve the result in any case, whether we vote on yours or Senator Garnos first. Body will be at ease for just a moment. We'll reconvene. I'm going to treat Rule 516 as allowing that this motion by Senator Brown as a substitute motion, essentially an amendment of the original motion. I think the essence, the ultimate result will be whatever is the majority wish in any case. So whether we take up Senator Brown's first or Senator Garnos' first, the ultimate result will be the same. So we'll take Senator Brown's as a substitute motion. It has been seconded. Senator Brown, do you wish to make argument on your motion?
No, Mr. President, other than to just remind you that we are discussing my motion to not concur with the bill as it came over from the House with the 75% funding for sparsity. Rather, I would like to not concur with that so that it can go back to a conference committee and we can work a little harder at trying to get this sparsity funding back up to the full 100% level. Thank you.
Further remarks, Senator Garnos.
Thank you, Mr. President. I hate to disagree with my good friend and Senator Brown, but again, I think the battle for trying to fund some of these sparse schools, it's been a long time in the making. I think we could arguably go back when we changed the formula 3 or 4 years ago. I think it was in the making even before that when we went way back to 1996. So it's a steady progression. I think one of the things we really have to look at this year, number one, we're saving the program, and I commend all of you for that. Without a doubt, everyone in the Senate, the House, and the governor agrees with that. But number two, I think you have to look at the economic situation we're in. Obviously, there's going to be a cutback to this. I think we take what we can get. I think that's prudent, and I think, as we improve the economy over the years, hopefully there can be more done for this. But I would just once again ask you to vote against Senator Brown's. Thank you.
Further remarks? Seeing none, the question being on Senator Brown's motion, we will take a roll call. Who asked for a roll call? Who made the motion? Senator Brown makes a motion. Is he supported? I'm glad he's supported. This is a majority vote to not concur and to appoint a committee. Those in favor of not concurring and to appoint a committee will say aye. Those opposed say no. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
No.
Frisley?
No.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
No.
Gillespie?
No.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
No.
Hanson Gary?
No.
Haverly?
No.
Heideprim?
No.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
No.
Unhoff?
No.
Durstead?
No.
Locek?
No.
Knutson?
No.
Maher?
No.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
No.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Norstrup? Olson?
No.
Peterson?
Aye.
Roden?
No.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Thiessen?
No.
Rebeck Berry?
Aye.
Valley? Mr. President, there are 19 ayes, 16 nays.
So the motion is carried, an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect. The motion carries. And the Senate does not concur with House amendments, and a committee of three will be appointed.
Senator Abdullah moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 33.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion, Senator Abdullah.
Thank you, Mr. President. The only addition to Senate Bill 33 is to include military people home at their residence, and that was just an add-on amendment that was inadvertently left out, and all it does is add military people to the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the motion is Senator Abdallah's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 33. As your name is called, those in favor of concurrence say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah? Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley? Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Senator Gray, Hanson Tom, Hanson Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Unhoff, Durstead, Locek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Norstrup,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Thiessen, Trebek Berry,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
Senator Thiessen,
aye.
Mr. President, there are 35 ayes.
So the motion to concur has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect. And thus, the House amendments to Senate Bill 33 are adopted. Senator Knutson.
Mr. President, I would move that we defer action on Senate Bill 42 until tomorrow, the 38th legislative day.
Is there a second?
Second.
Senator Knutson's move to defer action on Senate Bill 42 until tomorrow. Any remarks? Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senator Dempster moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 68.
Is there a second? Remarks on the motion, Senator Dempster.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. We passed Senate Bill 68. The House passed Senate Bill 68, but they added a title and amendment. Ask for you to concur.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the motion of Senator Dempster's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 68. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah? Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers? Bartling? Bradford? Senator Bradford? Brown? Dempster? Grizzly? Dant? Garnos? Gillespie? Ray? Hanson Tom? Hanson Gary? Haverly? Heideprim? Howie? Hunstead? Hunhoff? Jurstead? Kolchek? Knudsen? Maher? Merchant? Miles? Nelson? Nesselhoff, Norstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Smith, Heason, Trebek Berry, Valley. Senator Maher votes no. Senator Klocek votes no. Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Senator Ahlers?
Is gone.
Senator Olson? Senator Olson votes aye. Okay, Mr. President, there are 24 ayes, 4 nays, 7 excused.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect. The motion is carried, and the House amendments to Senate Bill 68 are adopted.
Senator Abdullah moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 74.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion, Senator Abdullah.
Thank you, Mr. President. The only difference, the only change on House Bill 74 is the House removed the emergency clause and added coroners. I'm confident that when the study is complete, coroners will again be eliminated, but the emergency clause is fine. It passed 59-10, and so I urge the body to concur.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing none, the motion is Senator Abdullah's motion that the House amendments, that Senate concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 74. Those in favor of concurring say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers? Bartling? Bradford? Brown? Dempster?
Aye.
Grizzly?
Aye.
Gant? Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson Tom, Hanson Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Jurstead, Kolchek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Norstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden,
aye.
Schmidt, Heason, Trebek Berry, Valley, Senator Olson, Olson, Senator Olson, Hanson Gary changes to aye. Mr. President, there are 27 ayes. Hmm. 27 ayes and 8 excused.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect. The motion carries in House amendment, and the Senate concurs in House amendments to Senate Bill 74.
Senator Heideprim moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 78.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion, Senator Heideprim?
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, this originally was the bill that extended the retirement age for justices from 70 to 75. That bill was defeated in the House and came back in this form. Essentially, this is a measure that's been approved by the Chief Justice and was actually written by Secretary Reich in the Department of Corrections, which adds some impetus to the idea of the drug courts, which has really been a very successful pilot project in the Pennington County area. We seek to extend that. The Chief Justice wants that. They need to complete their study by 2010 for potential implementation by 2011. It was discussed as a part of the appropriation for the new minimum security prison out in Rapid City as a means to hopefully in the future get to the point where we reduce the demand for more prison space through creative means such as the drug court. So I'd appreciate your support. We can get the study done.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question being Senator Heideprim's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 78. Those in favor of concurrence say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers? Bartling? Bradford?
Aye.
Brown? Dempster? Brisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos? Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson-Tom?
Aye.
Hanson-Gary?
Aye.
Haverly? Heideprim? Howie, Unstead, Unhoff, Jurstead, Pocheck, Knudsen, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Thiessen, Trebek-Berry, Valley, Mr. President, there are 38 ayes, 7 excused, or 28 ayes, 7 excused.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect. Motion is carried. House amendments, and the Senate concurs in House amendments to Senate Bill 78.
Senator Gant moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 144.
Is there a second? Remarks on that amendment, Senator Gant?
Thank you, Mr. President. The changes there was a title amendment that the House State Affairs did on the bill, so I would encourage your support of
the motion to concur.
Concur. Thank you.
Further remarks? Question being Senator Gant's motion to concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 144. Those in favor of concurring say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah? Adelstein? Ahlers? Bartling? Bradford? Brown? Dempster? Brisley? Gant? Garnos? Gillespie? Gray? Hanson-Tom, Hanson-Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Unstead, Unhoff, Jurstead, Pocheck, Knudsen, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Thiessen, Trebek-Berry, Valley,
aye.
Senator Abdullah,
aye.
Mr. President, there are 28 ayes, 7 excused.
The motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect. The motion is carried, and the Senate concurs in House amendments to Senate Bill 144.
Senator Knudsen moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 147.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Senator Knudsen.
Thank you, Mr. President. 147 is the open records bill. The bill left this body passed unanimously, but with an open issue with regard to the records such as routine correspondence, emails, appointment books, and the like of both the legislative branch and the executive branch. There was continued negotiations involving both the administration and the executive, or the administration and the representatives of the news media. At the House State Affairs Committee, a number of amendments were added to the bill. The bill was supported, was actually had no opposition. Both the administration testified in support of the bill, as did representatives of the print and electronic media. I would urge the body to concur, and we put this framework in place and have the presumption of openness for our records. I think it's a significant step forward for South Dakota. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question being Senator Knutson's motion, the Senate do concur in House amendments to 147. Those in favor of concurrence say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Bella?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers? Bartling? Bradford? Brown? Dempster? Grizzly? Gant? Garnos? Gillespie? Gray? Hanson Tom? Hanson Gary? Haverly? Heideprim? Howie? Hunstead? Hunhoff? Durstead? Pocheck? Knudsen? Maher? Merchant? Miles? Nelson? Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Thiessen, Trebek-Berry, Valley, Senator Bradford, Senator Gillespie, Senator Gray, Senator Gray, Senator Trebek-Berry. Mr. President, there are 27 ayes and 8 excused.
Well, the motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect. Motion carries, and House amendments to Senate Bill 147 are concurred in.
Senator Olson moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 186.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion?
Mr. President.
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. 186 was the late payment that would be attached to non-custodial self-employed payments after they chronically abused the ability to pay on their own. The Unified Judicial System placed a friendly amendment on this bill in the House, and actually on top of that, has now offered to place the forms necessary for the custodial and non-custodial parents on their website to make this process easier for both the obligor and the obligee. And I would ask for your concurrence on Senate Bill 186.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question being Senator Olson's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 186. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson Tom, Hanson Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Durstead, Pocheck, Knudsen, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Thiessen, Trebek-Berry, Valley.
Mr. President, there are 28 ayes, 7 excused.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect. The motion is carried. House amendments are thus concurred in Senate Bill 186. Move now to consideration of conference committee reports.
Senator Howey moves that the report of the conference committee on House Bill 1239, as found on page 720 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion, Senator Howey.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, the committee voted unanimously to amend this bill and make three changes. One, to place a sunset on it of 3 years. The second is to add a provision so that no general funds will be used. And the third is to create a violation of the statute to be a Class 1 misdemeanor if someone's participating without the supervision of the commission. Appreciate if you'd support.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question being Senator Howey's motion that the Senate do adopt the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1239. Motion is to adopt the committee report. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdalla. Adelstein. Ahlers. Bartling. Bradford. Brown. Dempster. Brisley. Gant. Garnos. Gillespie. Ray. Hanson Tom. Hanson Gary. Haverly. Ida Prim. Howie. Hunstead. Hunhoff. Durstead. Kochek. Knutson. Maher. Merchant. Miles. Nelson. Nesselhoff. Norstrup. Olson. Peterson. Roden. Schmidt. Thiessen. Trebek Berry. Valley. Mr. President, there are 25 ayes, 3 nays, 7 excused.
So the motion having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members-elect, the motion is carried, and the conference committee report on House Bill 1239 is adopted.
We do.
Revert now to messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has failed to concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1281 and has appointed Representatives Kirkaby, Verchio, and Frerix as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with the like committee on the part of the Senate to adjust the differences between the two houses.
Conference committee report or the conference committee conferees for on behalf of the Senate are Senators Valley, Olson, and Gary Hansen.
And what is 1281?
Yeah, House Bill 1281 is the acts to an act to enhance funding for state highways by increasing fees on certain signs, displays, or devices. That's 1281.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has failed to concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1079 and has appointed Representatives Cutler, Turbeville, and Gibson as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with the like committee on the part of the Senate to adjust the differences between the two houses.
House Bill 1079 is an act to revise certain provisions regarding the Sex Offender Registry. The Senate conferees, the President Pro Tem appoints Senators Valley, Teason, and Turbeck-Berry. Valley, Teason, and Turbeck-Berry. That's a House bill, so the House will be in charge of finding the room and time.
Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has failed to concur and send amendments to House Bill 1237 and has appointed Representatives Tiedemann, Putnam, and Berg as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with the like committee on the part of the Senate to adjust the differences between the two houses.
House Bill 1237 is an act to make an appropriation to fund certain property and sales tax refunds for elderly persons and persons living with a disability. And the Senate conferees are appointed by the President Pro Tem, Senators Haverly, Hunhoff, and Bartling. Again, that's a House bill, so the House will be in charge of the time and place of the conference. Haverly, Hunhoff, and Bartling.
Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has concurred in Senate amendments to House Bills 1038, 1060, 1072, 1163, 1183, and 1280. Respectfully, Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk.
The the Senate earlier today voted not to concur and to appoint a committee on Senate Bill 106, the act to revise certain provisions regarding the distribution of funds to sparse school districts and to appropriate funds to distribute to sparse school districts. Those Senate conferees are Senators Garnos, Gray, and Maher. It's the Senate bill, so Senator Garnos will be in charge of finding a room and time to meet. Garnos, Gray, and Maher on the Senate Bill 106. Senator Dempster.
Mr. President, I'm wondering if you'd be kind to put us at ease for a couple of minutes.
The body will be at ease. Senator Heideprim.
While we're at ease, could I ask for a personal privilege?
Yes, that's granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, I want to do something that was done over the House to honor an absolute part of this institution for many years, and that's Terry Wooster, who's seated over here in the Senate Press Gallery. We all know Terry. It's worth noting, though, he's a native of Lyman County, whose first job in the newspaper world was delivering the Sunday Minneapolis Tribune, went on for many years to write for the Argus Leader and the Wire Service. He is covering his 40th legislative session. He is a true Renaissance man whose interests include not just writing, but music and South Dakota athletics. I'd like the Senate to join me in honoring Terry Wooster. Thank you, Terry.
Well done. Well deserved. Senator Dempster.
Well, Mr. Wooster kind of tried to cut it off like this, but we're not going to cut it off like this. I would like to say just a couple of things as well. As a former newspaper guy, or at least as one who pretends to be a former newspaper guy, you really get to know the good ones. This is a guy that is humble as his South Dakota soil, but is as deep as his South Dakota soil as are his brothers. I think he is South Dakota. He's the only journalist that I think I've ever met where you think that you're just having a nice casual conversation in the lobby or a nice casual conversation as you're walking up the stairs and you see not a note being taken, and then all of a sudden you open the newspaper the next day and there's your conversation word for word. This guy is fabulous, and he's certainly one of my heroes in life. Terry, you are fabulous.
Mr. President.
Senator Adelstein.
You know, we've now listed many of the skills, but what you've overlooked, that Mr. Wooster has two brothers, and that they have a team that does entertainment. Rarely is it witnessed, but for those of you who saw them demonstrate their multifaceted talents at the installation of members of the, he's laughing about it, the South Dakota Hall of Fame, you've missed something, and I would hope that next year we could have all three brothers and have a special session just to watch them entertain.
Senator Dempster.
Question for Senator Alcee.
Yes, yes,
State
Senator.
Your question.
Senator, does Mr. Wooster sing?
Say again?
Senator, does Mr. Wooster sing?
I don't remember that, you know, that they were doing so many different things at one time. The only thing I didn't remember they're doing, there was no juggling going on.
Perhaps an a cappella solo.
The only thing I didn't see
order.
Them do.
Well, that was precisely my point. I wondered if, I mean, we are at ease, and that would be entirely appropriate.
Senator Dempster.
We do have a microphone.
Yeah, we do. I think he's declining. Members of the Senate, I have a couple of announcements. The Conference Committee on House Bill 1091, which is an act to make an appropriation to initiate a Master of Social Work degree program in higher education, has a conference committee meeting scheduled today at 4 o'clock in room 412. Senator Gray?
I might add to that that Senate Bill 72, the conference committee for Senate Bill 72 will meet at the same time. It's the same bill, the social work bill.
4 o'clock, same room. Same time on Senate Bill 72. Also, there's a conference committee on House Bill 1254, an act to enhance education. That's scheduled for tomorrow at 11 a.m. in room 413. And I believe we have no more business unless you want to identify a motion by motion when we will convene. Senator Knutson.
Mr. President, I would move that when we adjourn today, we reconvene at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Is there a second? Motion is to convene tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Any remarks? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried.
Mr. President.
Senator Knutson.
Mr. President, I'd like to announce a Republican caucus at 3:30 this afternoon. And also a Republican caucus tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. So 3:30 this afternoon and tomorrow morning at 9.
Any other announcements? Senator Heidepern?
No caucus after session today. We'll caucus at 9:30 tomorrow morning. Thank you.
Any further announcements? Seeing none, a motion to adjourn is in order.
Senator Gant moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? Motion is to adjourn. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We'll reconvene at 10 tomorrow.